say Wednesday, February, or February. I try to slip that in as often as I can because that is the correct pronunciation of the month. You check that out, Glenn. 23rd, 2022, 18 minutes past the hour. It is a palindrome day. Date same backwards as forwards. And it's all this week that way. The 21st through the 28th. Glenn Coble joins me in studio.
I'm sorry, I jumped in on top of you there.
And then at 12:10 today, he'll be on with Dr. Ron Feynman, yeah. 12 to 1. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4 to 5, excuse me. I should write this down, 4 to 5. And then we have Live at 5, the show with no name, 5 to 6. And then we have Trinity Baptist Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that's Stringle True Museum there on the corner of Washington and Delaware. That was one of the stops on the Underground Railroad here in Marion.
You know, I think I did hear that somewhere. Now, was there a...
Tunnels down below there.
Tunnels. That's interesting. Now, have you ever known of any other houses around here that had that?
There's one on Vine.
Vine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard there's others, but I don't know exactly where.
So what'd you make of Ted Williams this morning?
Oh, he's a talker, ain't he?
It's a morning off when he comes on.
But I was interested in hearing, you know, his feelings on race relations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were very profound. He's a very smart man. I think people overlook that about him sometimes. Whether you agree or disagree with his opinion, he knows his stuff.
Yeah, he's not dumb.
No, not at all. Have you had a Shamrock Shake?
No, I've never had one.
Well, apparently it's trouble.
If I get a shake, I will go to Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, really? Now, see, I like McDonald's strawberry shakes. It's just, they're perfect for me. I don't know. It just, I like them that way. What do you make of all the weather talk? I'm sick of the weather talk.
Oh, me too.
I mean, 3 inches. I mean, are we going to get this bent out of shape about 3 inches?
It seems like late in the year, every year, that snow just keeps hanging on.
Yeah. Now, do you know...
Year, we didn't have that much snow, you know.
Well, we had a... After we moved to this station last year, I wouldn't call it a storm, but we had a dusting of snow in April last year. So, I don't quite understand what the big deal is.
No, we don't get enough around here for it to be a real problem, really.
Now, do you know why people go to the Jersey even in this freezing, cold weather?
Yikes.
I don't know. I haven't been to the Jersey in years.
I have a neighbor down the street, and we call him the ice cream man because he goes to get ice cream every single day when they're open. And when they're closed, he's...
Jersey sometimes has strawberry or orange or some, like, you know, ice cream like I haven't seen it advertised there.
Does he walk down there?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he does. And But he's crazy now because he can't get it. Well, maybe now it's open, right?
Yeah, it is open as of last week, I believe.
He'll be happy again.
Very well. Hey, thanks.
Good if you're going to go down there and get an ice cream, you might as well walk it off.
Burn the calories off.
Yeah,
that's right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call in 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
Wait a minute.
Glenn is having technical difficulties here.
Try this.
February.
Could you hear that?
Well, she's mispronouncing again.
Well, I was going to say, I knew you wouldn't like Google.
February.
February.
That's what she said.
But it's February.
Well,
there's an R. Now, when have
way.
You ever heard a silent R in a word?
Yeah, it's spelled February.
February.
But she doesn't. Agree with it.
Go ahead, caller.
You better grab your milk and bread. It's snowing.
Oh, is it snowing already?
Yeah, it was snowing when it came in.
Not where I am.
Oh, no. Milk and bread. Go ahead and grab it. So the question is the whipped cream just garnish?
I don't know.
Whipped cream.
Like I said, I only ordered it one time and I didn't like it.
Because it had whipped cream on it.
No, because they changed the milkshake itself.
Oh, the milkshake itself has been changed.
I could have lived with the whipped cream, but the milkshake itself changed.
Oh, what do you think happened? Is it...
It got... Let's see if I remember. It's been so many years. It got thinner, it used to be real thick. I mean, the size of your head would cave in trying to get this milkshake. And it was really good, and the taste wasn't the same. It just ruined it for me.
How do you feel about the clear cup?
About the what?
The clear cup that it comes in.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Well, what'd you make of Ted Williams?
Very interesting. And it's a good thing that he's the way he is, to talk like he was. Otherwise, you'd be getting some serious calls.
Now, do you think he's controversial?
Nah. I don't think he's controversial, but then again, you're talking to the wrong person, because very seldom do I hear too many things that I think are controversial.
Well, you know, people get very bent out of shape about certain things.
Oh, yeah, nowadays in society, the way things are, people are really touchy.
Well, you know, that whole conversation I had yesterday about the Intel plant and how DeWine is using that in his ads now, basically his whole ad is the Intel plant, I don't think people like hearing about that. I don't know.
If they like him, they do.
Yeah, but I mean, the question begs, is it a good thing? Was that a political move? I don't know.
Yeah, it was a political move.
Yeah, but would he have done it if he wasn't up for election?
I think he
I mean, anytime you can make points in a political party like that, you're going to do it.
Yeah,
I agree. He's using this to his full advantage.
Right, but I'm saying, would he have done it if there was no election coming up?
I believe he would.
Yeah, because you
well, store, if he would have, then
you store all that good stuff up and then you use it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, but do we get the best deals made if that's the idea?
If they want that plant, yeah, you're going to make the best deal. You're pretty much going to give them what they want. If you want that particular business in Ohio, you're going to pretty much give them what they want.
But does that trump the pandemic, which is what people are angry at DeWine about?
Yeah, people are sick of hearing about the pandemic.
And it's moderating now, so that helps.
Get your mind off the pandemic. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. I'm fascinated to see how DeWine does, because I think a lot of people remember the decisions he made in the Republican Party during that time, and that is what has hurt him.
I think whatever he loses in the Republican Party, he'll pick up in the Democratic Party.
Right, but he's got to get through the primary, and Democrats won't vote in that primary.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's where I think he's in trouble. The general, I don't know that he's in trouble, but he's got to get to the general. And this primaries are not voted in by a lot of people. He's got two contenders, and they're both beating him over the head about this the pandemic handling. So I don't know.
He's got a lot of good points. I mean, he's done a lot of good things since he's been governor. This one little stumbling stone shouldn't hurt him too bad, I wouldn't think. Let him Republican crazies hold a grudge.
Do you think the Democrats have a shot in the fall?
Honestly, I do not know, because I don't know that much about Nan Bailey, and I don't know anything about her running mate.
Well, that could be trouble.
Yeah.
I really have no idea.
That could be trouble. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
By the way, we did find out yesterday that when the mayor was on, that yes, without question, if he would win his position as treasurer of the state of Ohio, it is the Democratic Party that chooses the successor for a year. And he said he hoped it would be somebody who would hope to run for that office the next time.
Yeah, I like that idea too. But, you know, who'd want to do that? Because the chance of you winning in this town as a Democrat are not very good. And I'm not sure there are too many of us, and I will say us, because I wouldn't mind doing the year thing. But I sure, if I was selected, I definitely wouldn't be... Well, I wouldn't say definitely, but I probably wouldn't be looking to do another term.
I don't know. There are so few...
Are they four-year terms or six-year?
Four-year.
Yeah, okay.
There are so few people right now, Democrats, on city council,
yeah,
that it's such a small group that you would be choosing from. And if you want somebody who's going to be running again, I don't know who that would be.
Yeah, and you're not going to try and you're not going to steal from the city council because you want them to get voted on again.
Well, I would think, and so who would it be? I don't know. You know, it used to be there were a group of Republicans and a group of Democrats who were not in office, but they were movers and shakers. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we have that right now.
Well, I think you're right. I used to go to the Democratic Club meeting every week, but recently I've cut it out because there just doesn't seem to be much being done there. And I think it's I don't want to run down the young lady who's the head of it. She's doing a fine job, but there just aren't a lot of people that are involved in it right now.
What is the problem? I mean, you know, maybe this is the problem with Democrats. They never seem to identify that there is a problem, because maybe there's some unwritten rule in politics that you can't say somebody is doing a bad job. I look at the not just the local party scene, but I look at the Ohio Democratic Club.
Well, yeah.
I mean, how many presidents have they went through chairmans in the last so many years? Because a chairman comes in and they're going to be great, and they're going to turn this around in Ohio, and right before the election, they're telling you how they're going to win, and then all their candidates lose, and they're out.
Well, that's the problem, and it works on both parties. If you're a Republican in California, those people are going through, you know, leaders just like we are going through Republican leaders here in Ohio.
Democratic leaders.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes.
But Ohio is not. It doesn't have the makeup of California. Somewhere, the Democrats lost Ohio. The Republicans have never had California.
No, but the Democrats did lose, I think, Ohio. And I think it's probably you'd have to go back several years, maybe back at the time right after Strickland was voted out. Around then, somebody pulled the wrong switch, and the Democratic Party has not had real strong leadership since.
But Obama carried Ohio during both of his terms, and that would have been 2012.
That was because I was working on his campaign.
Well, I wonder what has happened since then that governors are Republican, presidential candidates win Ohio, whether they win or lose the national election. I mean, when is the last time, prior to the last presidential election, that the man who won the presidential election didn't carry Ohio? Trump carried Ohio and still lost the election.
Yeah.
Trump in 16 carried Ohio, won the election. Obama carried Ohio both times, won the election. Bush carried Ohio both times, won the election. Clinton the same. I don't know what happened.
Well, Obama's a completely different sort. He's definitely carried the big cities like Cincinnati.
And, so did Clinton.
And Cleveland. Well, yeah, but I think Obama got even stronger, and I think that's why he carried the state, even though we had a Republican governor. I really believe that.
Well, but I do believe, and I don't want to misquote this so somebody can check, I think Clinton won Ohio over Bush and Dole by larger margins than Obama won Ohio over McCain and Romney.
I think Ohio was more of a centrist state at that time, and it's become way far to the right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What happened?
Yeah, I believe that the leadership of the Democratic Party went down the crapper.
Yeah, but Ohio used to be a state where Ohioans went to the voting booth and said, okay, the R and the D don't matter. That person is best for the job, in our opinion.
That hasn't happened in years.
Well, no, I think it has, though, because every presidential election up till the last one, the way Ohio voted is the way the country went. But we had a conglomerate of Democrats. We had Clinton Democrat, Bush Republican, Bush Republican, Obama Democrat, Trump Republican. We've swung that door back and forth for 20, 30 years.
But if you actually go by the real vote as opposed to the electoral vote, actually the Democrat won after Obama. Not in Ohio, but
right. But and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What happened in Ohio that we no longer go the way the country goes.
I think also not only do you have to examine the Ohio leadership of the Democratic Party, I think you have to examine the leadership of the Democratic Party nationally. Did it go in the crapper, as I said?
Well, I think there is a, in Ohio at least, there is a
and by
almost
the way,
a denial about we have a problem here. I know there's a denial locally.
You mean as far as Democrats go?
Yeah.
I guarantee you there is a denial problem up at the state level, because I heard it when I was running.
Yeah, well,
and I knew that we were in trouble.
Yeah, but don't you think we have that problem here locally as well?
I imagine.
Well, because if you, after that last election, if the Democrats believe that's how you approach a city council election, and you come out basically beaten from head to toe, that this is the leadership that you should keep going into the next election, hey, you might as well just shut the book.
I wonder if it's the leadership as much locally as it is the individuals who are running. Maybe the book on them is not so good. I don't know.
But doesn't the leadership, that's something you take on. You're not elected by the citizens of the community. You agree to do it.
Yeah.
And at some point, I think you have to say, "Ooh,
I don't know
what I'm doing."
I got to tell you, the leader of the Democratic Party right now, a wonderful person, and she works her butt off. But she probably didn't want to take that position, well, and I don't think anybody wanted to take it.
But did we not sit here during that last election when that whole bit came out about somebody on city council who was running had an issue with domestic violence, and didn't we sit here and say, man, that's not a good thing to do?
Right.
And that was put out by the party.
Yeah. I don't know.
And it did come back to bite him. That person finished second in his race, and he only needed to finish in the top three, and he finished above every Democrat in that at-large race.
We've gone through an interesting period where there's been a rebellion for the last, I don't know, 6 or 7, 8 years. There are people that are now saying, they're screaming they want freedom, and they don't even know what freedom means. There are people that are screaming that wearing a mask is causing them grief, which it's not. I wear a mask all the time. It doesn't cause me any grief. We've gone through a period of a very selfish populace. And I believe that's kind of changed things. And I'm not saying that it will stay that way. I think it's just, you know, it's just kind of a ebb and a flow of political and civil opinion.
You know what's interesting, though? I believe in Marion because this is where we live. I think you could take a Republican who is winning office every time by large margins, and if you change their party, same person, same job, they would lose. I don't think we're voting for the people anymore.
Oh, I don't think so either. No, and quite frankly, I remember as a kid, we had the voting booths were in my grade school, and I can remember teachers talking about that very problem, and that was back in the 50s, that people don't vote for the person anymore. They vote for the R or the D, and that's a long time ago.
But you know, I can honestly say in big elections in Marion, that did not matter a whole lot. It was, you know, when Jack Kellogg was in office, which is not all that long ago, 2007, 2006, I know many Democrats who supported Jack Kellogg,
mm-hmm.
who thought he was great for the job. You don't get elected to four terms if you don't have that kind of support. And the county commissioners almost were a revolving seat of Democrats and Republicans. You had Ken Frayer, who was there for a bit. He was a Republican. You had Josh Daniels, who was a Democrat at the time, who was there for a minute. You had Dan Russell, who was there for a minute, who was a Democrat. You've had Kerr Murray, who's a Republican. That used to be revolving back and forth, just dependent on the election. Now, three Republicans, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, I think I'll go back to what I said. I think that's it. We've developed a civil discourse right now that people are just don't like anybody. And when I would, like I said, when I was running, I had people come up to me and say, I'd say I was running for the office, I'm a politician, and they'd say, there is no such thing as a good politician, and I would point out to them, yes, there is, I'm one. And I was an honest politician, and would have been an honest politician had I been elected. But I think we're going through a period like that. We started with the Tea Party, I believe, and the Tea Party kind of shook everything up, thanks to people like Mr. Jordan, and we've held on to those people, and they like being contrarians, and well, I think we've got a lot of that going on.
You're a self-defined Democrat. I understand you don't go to the party meetings, but what is the local party's plan? I mean, the day after the election, did somebody go, wow, we got our hind end handed to us last night. We got to do something.
I'm going to tell you, one of the reasons why I don't go anymore is because when I went to the meetings, I really didn't think that we talked about that sort of thing. And that was the type of thing I would have liked to heard. And
herein lies the problem.
Well, and being a coward that like I am, I don't consider myself a coward, but I did not talk about that sort of thing, and I should have at those meetings, but you kind of get railroaded into just keeping your mouth shut and listen to the other people.
Just to get away from politics.
Sure.
Because honestly, it does bore me to a certain degree.
Me too.
I'm okay with it, but to go on about it, we'll take the call first. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Chick. How you doing? Thank goodness you called and shut us up. Good. How you enjoying this nice weather before the 3 inches of snow?
Yeah.
It's not nice now.
Oh, Chip. You're not walking to work today, are you?
There'll be no working yet.
Oh, you're off. What are you off for?
There'll be working Friday night.
Oh, tonight.
No.
Tonight.
No. Monday.
Oh, you're off this week.
Yeah.
You're on all vacation?
Right.
No.
Big
getting ready Friday night. Monday.
Oh, a new shift. 5 to 9.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
So what are you doing this week with all your free time?
No, watch the Ralph Baker stuff.
Well, that's good to hear. Eating anything good?
No.
you going to stay hunkered down during the storm?
No, I've been watching the politics stuff.
Oh, you're watching the politics.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
Donald
Trump?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, Chip. I'm glad you were able to call in today. Anything else interesting going on?
No.
I gotta get over and see the canine, Chip.
Canine Chip.
Does he come visit you often?
No.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Well, maybe one day I'll have to pick you up and we'll go over and see the canine.
Yeah. Me has a new apartment now.
I heard you moved to a new apartment. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad you called, Chip, and keep listening.
Okay.
Stay well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chip, the star. Now, new hours starting next week, 5 to 9, yep, at Kroger South.
That's a little earlier. What is
that? A little earlier. Yeah. An hour earlier.
Yeah.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What I want to change from, really the same conversation but less political, is can we like somebody and say, woo, you're doing a bad job. You should not be doing that job. Because that's really what we're talking about here. But that's something that crosses all lines. And can you do that without them going hilljack on you and hating you forever?
You can't say that on the air.
You can say hilljack, I believe.
Ask Ted. I bet Ted thinks that's wrong.
That was like Archie Bunker last hour.
Yeah.
I mean, can you do it? Is that why you say you were a wimp in those meetings? Because you didn't want to offend? Clearly you wanted to talk about the problem. But is it you don't want to offend the person?
One of the reasons why on my show I always tell people to think for yourself and look at the consequences and look at the reasons that you believe that. If you do not and you just jump off the end of the pier and believe what your buddy thinks, you're not going to understand that somebody that you loved might make an error. and I think a lot of people make a lot of errors. I like President Biden very much, but there are some things that I wished he had done that he hasn't done, but I'm not on his cabinet.
But, I mean, personally, when you have to face somebody day to day, and you believe they're doing something wrong, you like them, you like their personality, you think they're a good friend, acquaintance, whatever, can you walk up to them, because that's much more difficult than a national person,
sure,
and say, listen, I think you're doing this wrong, and are they going to accept that constructive criticism?
Well, I tell you what, after being married 52 years, I have found, probably in the last 10 years, that I need to tell my wife when I think she's done something wrong. Now, I have to watch my tone, and she tells me what she thinks, and she has to watch her tone, and we have some pretty major arguments occasionally, but I think that's what true friendship and love is all about, is being able to do that.
But a husband and wife, I think that's a different relationship. Well, because, you know, unless it's a real big argument, nobody's going to leave the house. But if it's an acquaintance, if it's a coworker, if it's somebody you're volunteering with, they could just all of a sudden hate you.
50% of those that are married leave the house, by the way.
Well, but I mean, can you... Let's say you have said you like this person who's in charge, the person.
Yeah.
But you obviously feel that things are not being talked about that need to be fixed, that person is allowing to go wrong. You clearly don't have the same opinions that they have on how the party should be run. Can you go to that person and say that without offending them?
I think you should go to the person and say what you disagree with, explain why you disagree, and then tell that person, I care about you, so let's talk about this. You know, you can keep all this stuff civil. We have lost the civility. We do not have a civilization anymore in the United States of America.
But do you think there's a denial?
Yeah. Yeah.
That you know,
I'm right and you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's always that way.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do about it. You know, you could bring Washington back from the dead, and he could not fix it.
Oh, he definitely couldn't fix this problem.
Well, I don't know. It's interesting.
I'm not sure Lincoln could have fixed this problem.
It's fascinating. Yeah. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The real question here is, can you tell a friend or an acquaintance the truth without them getting huffy? Without them getting angry with you? That's an interesting question. 740-383-9944. Also, what is it about the Jersey that's such an appeal? Because when you think about it, they're the only place left in Marion that I know of has no drive-through, has no indoor seating, but yet very busy. Yeah. What is the reason?
And a line around the block.
And a line around the block. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, in today's society, when you disagree, you take your AK-47 in there.
Oh, my.
Show them how much you disagree.
Yeah, oh, what a horrible thing to think about.
Well, but can you tell a friend, listen, I think you're great, I enjoy what you do, but I just think you're wrong on this?
Yeah, sometimes you can if you use the right tack, but sometimes no matter how you say it, you know, it's gonna
offend. I mean,
they're gonna be offended by it. You know,
you gotta. That's part of friendship, is getting along with that.
You gotta pick your battles. You know, which ones you wanna.
you know,
you wanna try to conquer.
That's a word to the wise of those of you who are married.
But you know something else we don't do in society anymore? We don't compliment people who are in the same field that we're in. It's easy to compliment somebody who's not in our field, but somebody who's in our own field, we don't go, wow, they do a great job. I'm jealous of that person for the job they do, because we're afraid they're going to, I don't know, take our position. I'm not really sure what that's all
about. Have you not heard all the nice things I've said about you?
Well, but I've heard all the bad things too, so I think I figured that in. You have no problem telling me the bad things.
You know, right now I wonder, you know, with this Ukraine invasion or
that's an interesting topic.
I wonder what it would be like right now if Trump was in office.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting.
Scary.
Well, but you know something? Here's, by and large, the general public does not care about that. Now, they might be forced to care about it at some point down the road, but you know what? The general public right now could care less. We have always been disinterested in what's happening overseas, unless it's a war.
Can you say commissar with respect?
Well, gas prices are starting to rise a little bit. So,
sure, they will because
of
this. Yeah.
That's when they care.
Well, I hate to say this. I hate to say this because everybody thinks I'm anti-Trump for some reason. At least they tell me I am. His comments about this whole Ukraine situation.
Poorly chosen.
Well, but, here's the thing. I don't understand why that's a news story. It was the first story on AOL this morning, and in every newspaper today, Trump said that Putin, I'm paraphrasing, but Trump basically said that Putin was smart, his tactic was smart with what he's doing to the Ukraine. Well, you know what? Honestly, isn't it? I mean, he's succeeding. We're having to try to jump in with sanctions. And even if you don't agree, Trump's allowed to say that. So why is that a story?
Because he was the former president.
Well, former presidents normally take a position where they don't talk about things like
right.
that.
Yeah, that's but true. What is anti-American? Well, because that's the thrust of that story.
An American person that cared about America, when you're a former president, you stay out of stuff like that. Eventually, several more years after they're out of office, you might, form your opinion. But when you get these non-American people like Trump that want to make it a dictatorship and not a democracy, that's what you get.
Well, but I don't think he was saying Biden was stupid. I think all he was saying is that the way Putin is playing his hand right now in the Ukraine is smart. And I'm not sure why he is not allowed to say that. An awful lot of former presidents critiqued him when he was president. They didn't stay. Obama did not stay quiet. Clinton did not stay quiet.
For a long time they did.
About a year.
Oh, longer than
when
that.
When the Russian story started amping up, they were all on him.
Well,
they more or less comment about his attitude, instead of, what he's doing.
Yeah, but what is wrong with what he said? I'm just confused on why that's a story.
But why is he smart about how he's doing it?
Putin?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he's smart. I'm saying Trump said he was smart.
But why is Trump, what reason does Trump say he's smart? Because he's taking his time,
Well, I think he's pushing it. He knows the United States does not want him to invade Ukraine. And he's pushing, he's pressing the United States' hand. He's saying, well, are you really going to stop me? Are you really going to get involved? Because we've let him know, don't do this.
I think time will tell the answer to
your question
there.
But the United States doesn't. It's not that they don't want him to invade Ukraine. If he was going after a terrorist or, something like that, it'd be different. But he wants to add territory, take territory.
Yeah.
And there's been a treaty, I forget what year that was, all countries will not conquer other countries. And we could have Germany right now. We could have Japan.
Right, but I think what Putin is playing on and what Trump was saying was Putin knows strategically that the United States is not going to go to war with him to stop him from taking Ukraine. So he's going to violate all those things because he knows he believes he can take Ukraine, and United States be darned, I think is what he's saying. But this happened in Syria. I don't know what the difference is. We did this in Syria. We gave him Obama said there's a red line. And Bashir, if you pass this red line, we're coming at you. He crossed that red line, we didn't do a thing. He slaughtered his own people, We didn't do anything.
Well, we put up with Russia in the middle of it.
I think, and that was a big topic of conversation at the time, but it was because the American people basically let Obama know in no uncertain terms, we don't want to go to war with Syria.
Now, one of the things I think Trump said, he admitted that he was using the tax law to help him, and to heck with the rest of the world. And he's saying that Putin's doing what's advantageous to him, so that's smart. Okay, it depends on whether you believe smart is moral or smart is immoral.
Right.
And there he's saying, I believe smart is smart and immoral. To hell with it.
Well,
I believe in morality.
Here's the big question. Here's the thing. Now, and again, people will hate this, but it is the truth. And I'm going to go back, almost 100 years here. If you say Hitler was a bad general, you're nuts. He almost took over the world from Germany, which was heavily sanctioned during World War I. This man, with his blitzkrieg, knew how to operate. He took over France. And had the United States not intervened, he would have had the United Kingdom.
He did it out of fear, too, by the way.
Okay, but Hitler is a great general. Any general would tell you that. Now, was what he did right? No, it was not right at all. But was he?
What made his mistake is his health was failing.
Yeah, but was he a dumb man? Couldn't have been.
No, he wasn't a dumb man.
Couldn't have been a dumb man. And I think that's what Trump's saying. Putin is not a dumb man. Now, is what he's doing right? I didn't hear Trump say he was right. I heard him say he was smart. Those are different things.
He didn't wait, long enough. To take over the world. He wanted to do it too much at one time.
Well, that's right.
He got into it with Russia, and that was his big downfall there.
Well, and by the way,
very smart.
By the way, our president sat and shook hands with Joseph Stalin, and he was not many steps better than Hitler morally.
No.
So, you know what? We've done things.
Those are things that you do as diplomatically. Shaking his hand doesn't mean I like you. It just means, okay, I will own up to the diplomatic.
But look what happened in the end. Because of that shaking of the hands, we lost almost all of Europe after that war.
Well, I'm not sure we lost all of it.
We certainly didn't go... Churchill said, hey, you can't let him have all this. He's a communist. And we said, we don't want to go to war with the Soviet Union. And hence, here came the Cold War.
Well, that's another side of this question. Do you want to go to war? And I believe war is immoral. And no, I don't want to go to war for anything. There are times where you have to stand up.
Well, it should be NATO going to war with Russia.
And I think Putin is smart enough to know that story, that they're not going to do it. So why, I not saying that Putin's right. I have no opinion on that. But can Trump say that he's, and you know what, that's funny, because I can turn on the news tonight, and I will tell you what, Fox News will think Trump said the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
MSNBC will think he's a dictator communist, and CNN will probably be talking about whatever they talk about over there on CNN now. It'll be the pandemic. They are the pandemic station.
I don't know.
But hey, I appreciate you calling in. It's always important to hear your views.
Yeah, okay. It is. Thanks.
740-383-9944. I don't know how we got off on that one, but...
you said no politics.
Well, to me, that's a news story. I don't understand why... Okay, Putin's smart. Okay. Trump said that. Big whoop-de-doo.
Well, I think all former presidents are going to have at least a small soapbox that they can get up on when they want to. Jimmy Carter, who's, 96 years old, he's still, whenever he proclaims something, it's carried in the news. So I think that's probably the reason. But I do believe that the lack of morality, and I know all of our religious friends love... Well, not all of our religious friends, but many of our religious friends think that that we had a moral government under Trump. We did not, and I think that's a problem.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, we're getting entirely too serious this morning.
You know, we're way deep there.
When Calvin Coolidge was president,
yeah,
he invited Will Rogers and his wife for dinner one evening.
Well, he's a communist.
As they sat down and were eating their dinner, Will Rogers kept noticing that Calvin Coolidge's two dogs were getting rather handily fed by the president from the table. He watched this for quite some time, and finally he said to his wife, "You know, I think I'm going to go crawl on the floor because I think those dogs are getting more food than I am."
That wasn't very political.
That's a teaser for what you and I are hopefully going to talk about next month when I'm up and about again.
All right. Very good.
Had a lot of great stories like that, and I think right now with what's going on in the world, we need to enlighten ourselves with some of that frivolity.
I agree with you, Fred.
I mean, say thank you.
Have a great day.
See ya.
You know, it's an interesting thing. It always is a line to straddle. Do you talk about these big things going on? Because it's certainly unavoidable when you pick up a newspaper or internet or whatever you're doing, but yet it's very heavy. We can't do anything about it, and
we can talk about it.
We can talk about it. We can talk
that's
about
doing
it.
Something.
Right, but to the degree of what a local person can do. Now, I think state things are on the table. I certainly think local things are on the table. But national things like that, I think it's good to stay informed. But I don't really know, you know.
You don't think that the national opinion that is formed by the local politicians has anything to do with where we stand? I think it has a lot to do with where we stand.
Nationally?
Yeah. I do.
I don't know.
I think it trickles up.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember the last time I saw a local politician being quoted about a national story on the national level.
No, because right. They're not quotable. I mean, if it's a national problem, they're going to quote only the national figures. But the words go up. Occasionally, have you ever gone to a waitress and said, "This food stinks," and you know darn well she didn't cook it, but you're telling her that so that she'll tell her cook, and her cook will tell the people that supply the food that something's wrong, and maybe it'll be done. That's the way politics works. It trickles up, not down.
But why is that our main thrust in life now? I mean, I think it's part of the pizza, but we certainly spend more time on that than we do on Hollywood, than we do on is your trash getting picked up than we do on what's going on in town, what food is new, what medical breakthroughs are going on.
There are a lot of people that do pay more attention to that than politics, but I think right now, this very moment, people are scared. And they want to know what's going on. Because nobody wants Commissar Gomonyatsky to be knocking on their door tomorrow.
Well, it's not just Fred there, because that was a great story, but, yeah. You know, I hear that a lot now on radio and television about we need to lighten this up. I hear that quite a bit.
Well, I think people are tired of hearing about
exactly.
scary stuff.
And that's
stuff.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So, I mean, is that where we should be? Should we be much lighter in what we're doing? Because
I think we need to talk about it, but we don't... When you get frustrated and you get scared and you get tired of listening to all that, just turn it off. That's what that little knob does, or that's what that little clicker does in your hand. Turn it off and listen to something that makes you feel better.
Well, you will never please everybody's the interesting thing. I tell the story before we go to break here.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, we were having a lot of fun with Family Feud, and there was a stretch there where there was really no reason to have anybody on to interview them. Nothing big was going on, so we did Family Feud a little more often than normal, and somebody called in and said, "I hope you're not going to do this every day." Well, you know, but then you had the people who said, "Thank goodness those interviews are over, because I was tired of hearing about all this stuff." You will never please everybody,
no,
is the truth. So we're going to break, but that'll please everybody, because they'll get a break and then go to the bathroom and get some cheese dip and come back and
find out about the snow.
There you go.
And we have two children, and my goodness, I'm being overwhelmed by my two grandchildren now. But the main thing is your family and how you treat